Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
When we look back and we look at history, we see that after every pandemic, after every plague, something critical has changed in the world. And it's usually changed for the better. So if we look back to the Black Death, what did the Black Death accomplish? It got rid of feudalism. That was the end of feudalism. Mm. If we look back to the Spanish flu, that gave rise to capitalism and the Industrial Revolution. It was unbelievable. Industrial Revolution had started before, but it got a boost. It was absolutely incredible. And bear in mind that the Spanish flu happened during World War I as well. So what are the things that, you know, if we look at COVID, what are the things that are changing fundamentally for us? I don't think that we can ignore that work and how we work has changed. Joining me right now is Dr. Wai Zi Lung, who's a lecturer at the Academy of Computing Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy, and to you, Gary, and to all your listeners.
Thank you so much. So are all countries embracing the work from home or hybrid concept?
Well, I would think that it's not really the case. It actually depends on society. You see, the thing is, human beings are very social animals.
Yeah.
I think you just mentioned that, you know, you miss seeing other people, you know, children.
And
so, you know, it depends on which country and how that society functions. And so there have been many countries that have been resistant to this whole idea of working online. But equally, there are also countries where they say, you know, we like this idea. It's you know, it's good for the environment and I get to stay at home. And obviously, the more popular option is the hybrid option, where people go mainly online, but once in a while they'll pop into the office just to get their social fix, so to speak.
You know, I think one of the things that really has changed. I remember one Friday. It was International Radio Day, and there was a United Nations function, and I was part of the function. But I also was cooking for Friday night, and I was baking bread. And, you know, I had everything on mute and my laptop in the kitchen with me while I was baking and doing my thing. I had it on mute. And when it was my chance to speak, I unmuted. I said what I had to say. And then I carried on what I was doing. It's enabling us to have it all to some degree. Why would we want to go back to a working environment?
Well, as I say, I believe that it's the, you know, some people like to see people every day.
Yes.
It's, you know, loneliness was a huge factor that came up during COVID.
If you
think about, and obviously I'm not an expert in this, but there have been people saying that they were rather depressed, you know, being working alone.
Yes. Okay. I believe that France is one of the countries that is not embracing this at all. They're insisting that everybody goes in. And any ideas on that?
Well, I'm not too familiar with how the people in France work, but I know Japan is also another country like that.
Yeah.
But Japan is very well known for being very with people with, you know, who are very worried with isolationists. You know, behavior. So they do prefer to be social, you know, like after work they will go out and gather and maybe go for the karaoke, which I think many people know, Japanese people, karaoke in the evenings,
yes.
Definitely a common pastime. I think the other issue with not embracing is, and I believe this is a strong issue, is the worry of overlap. And I don't know if you've experienced it, but people are concerned that if they work at home, where do you draw the line between work and family life?
That is true. Yeah, it just keeps going on. You need a place to actually leave from, I suppose. Yeah. Thank you so much. Dr. Wai Zi Lung, lecturer at the Academy of Computing Science and Software Engineering at the University of Johannesburg.